Yesterday, Lloyd was looking for love, trying to get a date for a school party. Today, our 10-year-old former football expert confuses even more people. Today, Lloyd wants to buy a car.
Simon speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Do you have sports cars?
Do we have sports cars? Well, we've got a new TT arriving in September. And then we have a very exciting car arriving next year called the R8, which is going to be sort of it's based on the Lamborghini Gallardo chassis. And that's going to be a proper sports car.
Do you have one where fire comes out the back?
Fire comes out the back?
Yeah.
You are joking me.
How rude.
Fire comes out of the back.
Like Batman.
Who the hell is this?
Lloyd.
Lloyd? Are you having a laugh, Lloyd?
Are you having a midlife crisis?
Are you being funny?
Are you a bit lacking elsewhere? Can I have a test drive?
That'd be ridiculous. The Chris Moyle Show. With Scott Mills,
'cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. So all this week, Orson have been doing singing telegrams for us. Number one band, Orson. Any messages that you want to pass on? You don't want to do yourself, maybe you're too embarrassed or too scared to say it yourself. Orson will do it for you through the medium of song. So far they've dumped somebody, they've told someone their cat was run over, and they've told someone he was going to be a dad. Today, James in Hull has been on, and he wants to send a message to his boss via Orson. Now, the story is, James works in a pub, and for the last 3 months, his boss, whose name is Bernard, has really kind of had it in for him. He gets all the rubbish shifts. He makes James work really long hours. It's always James that's made to clean out the toilets, even though technically it's not his job. And also, he's not been paid for ages. He's generally been treated really badly by the boss in this pub. So, Orson were given the task of telling James's boss, Bernard, that James quits. He's off. He doesn't want the job anymore. But, have a listen. Will Orson manage to get the word Bernard into their song? Because, let's face it, what does Bernard rhyme with? Here are Orson doing another message. Through the medium of song.
Hello.
Hi, is that Bernard?
Speaking.
Because we really want to talk to Bernard.
Yeah?
Hey. Okay, well, guess what, pal?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Jason and Kevin and Chris from the band Orson. Hey.
All right.
We are friends with James.
James.
We were hanging out the other day, and he was talking about his life at your drinking establishment.
The old.
And when he told us the things about what has been going on around there, we were appalled.
Oh, right.
So we put our cappuccinos down, and we came down here to sing you this song. So are you listening?
Right, here we go.
Here's my bright idea.
Spit out.
I'm so out of here. And I want my 2 weeks back pay that you still owe me, you turd, Bernard.
Hooray.
He'll have to pop in and see me. I must go.
So, yeah. Good luck, buddy.
That's old Bernard.
Yeah.
Bye, Bernard.
I hope you can sleep well at night, pal.
And don't take our music out the jukebox. Thanks.
Top marks to Orson there. They rhymed it.
And I want my 2 weeks back pay that you still owe me, you turd Bernard.
You turd Bernard. Very good.
He is my...
Listen to what Bernard says halfway through.
Idea.
Bit odd.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.